Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation with Beth Stone Broussard and her son Gavin about living with the unseen. Now, do you have any theory on who might be there? Have you done any research into the land, maybe, or maybe there was a house built there before, or do you have any ideas?
This was a brand new neighborhood. When we moved into this house, there were no houses on 3/4 of the block.
In the forest, when I was like 8, so I would usually go outside with Ted and some of his friends, and we would like explore the forest sometimes. One time we found like an abandoned like tree house that looked like it was really old. It was like water mold. It was like a house that looked like it had a bunch of water mold on it. And it looks like it was going to break if anybody walked into it. It looked really old. So I feel like somebody was definitely living in this area before us.
Oh, I'm sure people were living here. Mm-hmm. Was. We have to look it up. I've tried to look it up. I haven't had much luck.
How many spirits do you feel are there?
There's at least 3 or 4.
Okay.
There's 5 of them. Did you count them all?
So one likes to knock on walls. The other one likes to run throughout the upstairs. One likes to just stand and stare at you. That one I see a lot more. One, actually, you're able to communicate with it. It will, like, knock to talk to you. It will, like, knock. If you say, like, knock twice, if you can hear me, then it will knock twice. So that's
could be the same ghost on all the same things.
No.
No, okay, all right.
It's definitely not. The one that likes to run a lot is the short one. And the one that likes to stare is a tall one.
Now, Gavin, yeah. Have you had conversations with your siblings about them? Do they see them too?
My sister, Nessa, knows about them the most.
Yeah, she complains about them a lot. She's like, they woke me up again. I said, well, I'm sorry.
I get it. Now, when I was a kid, it did scare me at night to hear footsteps walking around because I didn't know what it was. And we did have something in our house that felt very dark and not kind. And I found it scary.
I was woken up. It sounded like someone was picking up an ottoman and throwing it across the family room upstairs, but everybody was asleep.
Ooh.
Over and over all night long. Nobody woke up except for me.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. I'm like, I don't understand how I can hear it. Nobody else can hear it.
So one night, I was in my room, Mango's laying next to me, and I have 7-8 ducks just on the top of my Lego shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll just be there for decoration. There's a big frog duck, and it just got knocked off and slammed into the floor. Mango got all scared and started running out of my room.
They have been more active.
Nobody was in my room. Nobody. Because as soon as that fell over, I looked down. Nobody was there. Mango was asleep just on the pillow that I have in my room that's in my bed because she really likes that pillow. So she was sleeping on that. Nobody else was in my room, and I was just watching a movie, and that flew off of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know that's not right. Like, things shouldn't be falling off shelves on their own. And all of the kids, they've had experiences too.
Yep, every single one of them.
Isn't that sad?
Everybody's come to our house at some point. We'll mention our house being haunted. Okay. I'm like, well aware, you should be here at nighttime. It gets really active at nighttime. They just don't sleep.
Once somebody's here home alone, they're the most active.
Yeah, I know.
When I was here home alone, I've been home alone here like 5 times maybe. And so probably this year or late last year, I was home alone, and then I heard knocking on my wall again, but it was really loud. I check into the room, not there, and then I see a shadowy figure in there, so I just ran downstairs because I got really scared by it, because usually it's not that loud, so I feel like it was a bad ghost because it was knocking on the wall really loud, and then a tall shadowy figure in my doorway. I ran downstairs.
Is there a place that you can go in your house, Gavin, that you do feel safer?
My living room.
Living room?
Is that why everyone's always in my room then?
In my the living room.
Okay.
Because it looks more nice, and also the ghosts aren't ever active in that room. Have you ever had an active ghost in that room? It's either downstairs. It's either been the kitchen or the dining room.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't actually meant no. I'm not in the living room. I should mention it.
That's a good observation, Gavin. What about your siblings? Do they kind of feel like that's a safe space too?
I haven't told them yet, so I don't think they know, because Asher doesn't really know about the ghosts that much, but he does know that they are there.
Asher, is he the youngest?
He's the youngest.
Okay. I walk into Asher's room and tell him that somebody's knocking on my wall. He walks into there. There's no knocking, so then he'll just think I'm lying about it. And I'll be like, there's just knocking on my wall. He leaves.
Oh, you know what? Recently we have actually had a lot of people in the house. So like, did you call my name? I'm like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I hear
Nick came in one day into the bedroom. He's like, what's the emergency? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, what's the emergency? Why'd you scream my name at the top of your lungs? I said, I didn't. He goes, you didn't scream my name? Did you yell my name? I said, no. I didn't even say your name. I wasn't even thinking about you. So couldn't even gone there either. And he was like, I heard somebody scream. I heard your voice yell my name.
And you know your wife's voice.
Yes.
Screaming your name, because it's like.
That exact thing happened to me. I was home alone in my room with Mango. I'm usually always in my room with Mango. I heard Dad yell my name. He was like, Gavin. And then I kept yelling, yeah. And then I realized that I was home alone. I went downstairs. And then I heard it again in Dad's room. Walked into here. And then nobody was there. So I just stayed in the living room with Mango. Because I'm not the one that likes the ghost that much.
Yeah, my son Tad was like, did you call me? I was like, I did not call you. No. And he was like, I could have sworn you called my name. I said, you never hear I do yell your name. So it's surprising that you heard the ghost yell your name. That's who it was. It wasn't
This is
me.
The scariest thing that I've ever heard. It was like 4 a.m. I heard crying from Asher's room. Like somebody was breaking down in tears. I heard crying in Asher's room. I walked into it and asked him if he's okay, because I care for my siblings. And he was like, I turned off.
That was so sweet. That touched my heart. I'm sorry.
And he said, what? And I said, who's crying? And he said, what crying? I still heard crying. It wasn't you when you're like hurt, your shoulder is hurting really bad. That was before it. And I just kept on hearing crying. And I just went back to bed.
See, that I would have reacted the same way. I'm like, well, somebody's obviously hurt, so I've got to go help them.
And I know it's not Tad, because I know how Asher sounds like when he's crying.
I think it's interesting that it's mimicking voices of family members.
It can mimic people's crying, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. And how someone's mimicking your mom yelling, you know.
Yeah, everybody's heard that ghost yell their name in this house. Everybody. And I've heard it. I've heard other people call me as well. And they're not even home.
Since you choose to live with them, which I, hats off, I don't know if I could, because I scare easily. And I don't know if it goes back to when I was a kid, and it could. But when I hear things, then I can't sleep. I end up staying awake. Do you have kind of a way that you can keep them in check? Like when you say they've been really active, do you find techniques like Gavin? I like that you said, can you please stop? Do you find yourself doing that too, Beth?
This is a little much. I will tell them to stop. I'll tell them to leave my room. I sleep with a sleep mask on, so if they wake me up past the sleep mask, then I'm really ticked. I'm like, really? like the night they were throwing around the ottoman upstairs, it sounded like that was so freaking loud. Just so loud. I'm like, how did none of y'all wake up? You could all hear the ghost.
Do you ever think, because I've wondered about this, because you're hearing something that's so loud, or for example, when you were hearing all the kids and the dog barking for so long, and then your husband's not hearing that, your parents, you usually kind of wake up over things like that because you're, you know, you've got a family and you want to protect them. It's always interesting to me, how can you hear it and nobody else is hearing it? Because that's happened to me before too. Like, didn't y'all hear that? And you're like, no, hear what? How did that not wake you up? Yeah. And I guess I know we all sleep differently.
Like, did you hear that noise? Did it sound like this to you? Okay. So we both heard it then? Excellent. We'll go about our business.
Do you want to hear the video of me asking the ghost to please stop? Because I recorded it. It was like Friday.
Put the phone up pretty close to whatever microphone on your computer, wherever.
Hold on.
The ghosts are back.
I can hear it. You can hear the banging, right?
I can really hear that.
If you can hear me, can you stop? Can you please continue?
Ooh, Gavin, that gave me goosebumps.
I recorded another video before, but...
You deleted it?
Yeah. It was taking up a lot of space. I tried to re-download it from recently deleted, but it wasn't there.
I was like, Gavin, why didn't you text it to me? I could have saved it on my phone. I got monster memory.
What was the other one then that you didn't get a save?
It was knocking as well.
It was knocking. And I was just laying in bed there, listening to it.
And there's no... And you said that the room that's next door, there's nobody in that room at night?
No. Nobody goes into that room. I will hear Nessa's door open. I will hear it super commonly. I will hear Nessa's door open, and I will hear somebody walk into the family room and just rubbish in there, just... throwing stuff around.
Yeah, I hear that.
And
a lot.
I'll see if Ness is in there, and she's not in there. And I think she's just looking for her cat Tuxedo, because he usually likes to run out of her room, and she'll look for him. But she wasn't even there. Neither was the cat.
It's the ghost subsided for a long time after Austin died, my son, when my husband told him to chase the ghost away. And then we heard the second thump that night and the second set of feet run across the ceiling. We didn't hear the ghost for a long time.
And you had always been hearing one thump and one set of feet running. And that night it always
sounded like, it always sounded like a child jumping off the top of their bunk bed and laying down their feet. Like that kind of thump.
Very distinct sound. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's no way to mistake it.
Did you hear
and then that? We would hear running. Across the entire top.
6 in the morning?
No, it was just once at night. We'd hear it every time, the same time every night. It would hear jump off the bed.
When I was in second or third grade, I would like to sleep in Tad's room on the top of his bunk bed, and sometimes I'd jump off. But that I didn't do that before.
No, it was before Asher had that room, when Asher was still in my room.
Oh.
Yeah. And so... then when we came back from the hospital after Austin died, you know, my husband had told Austin before I left the hospital, he said, I need you to do me a favor. Can you please chase the ghost out? It's creeping off the kids and waking them up, scaring your brothers. Can you get rid of them for him? And we came home that night from the hospital, and we were sitting in the living room, and it was just so quiet in the house. And we heard two sets of, we heard the one set of footprint jump off the bed, and then we hear for the very first time ever the second set.
Wow.
Jump down and thud, and then we hear one set of feet run across the top of the floor above us, and we could hear another chasing behind them. And then they stopped. And then we didn't have any ghosts here for the longest time. We didn't hear anything. And then they just recently, they have been crazy loud. But they came back, and they are so loud.
So have you thought about telling them to stop again, or are you just kind of letting it go, or how are you dealing with it now?
I thought about trying that saging trick. Either way, somebody's going to leave.
Well, it's one thing when you can live together peacefully, but it's another thing when it's scaring your kids. You know?
Yeah, well, that was when they were younger. It's been about 5 years since Austin passed away. So now that they're older, when they hear the ghost, they don't get as scared. They just more complain about the noise they make. Also, they don't like, you know, hearing somebody call their name.
No, I don't blame them.
Yeah, especially when it sounds like me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why? Did somebody call your name again? Did it sound like me again? It wasn't me. I promise you. I'll just text you.
That's so interesting. So all these years in this house, you guys have all kind of lived together.
Huh?
No intention of moving.
No.
And the kids seem to be doing okay. I mean, Gavin is so well-spoken and so polite. You know, but I also can so relate to him as well, because I just remember being that age and living in a house like that. I mean, you did too.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just always been, but it's so normal for me now that I don't even really think about it. Yeah. I had one friend of mine call me up that works with me. And he was at a job site, and he said, I need you to come to the site. This house is haunted. I was laughing, and I said, really? He goes, no, seriously, this guy wants to turn it into a haunted house. It's that haunted. He goes, I've already seen like two ghosts walk. I can't go in that house. You have to come in with me. Oh, it's like, okay, if you're serious, I'll come there, but I'm going to mock you the entire time because I think you're being silly. They're not going to hurt you. I mean, some do, but it doesn't sound like that one does, or they wouldn't be opening up a haunted house. Seems like a lot of liability, you know?
Yeah.
So I went in and I asked the ghost to leave. Long story short, I think I ruined the guy's haunted house because there were no ghosts in the house. The ones that were left, and nobody's seen a ghost there since. I don't know where they went.
You do seem to have some sort of ability to help them move on, maybe?
I think so.
So the ones in your house, do you feel like you could help them move on? Or do you feel like that wouldn't be effective with them?
No, I think there's some new ones that are here, which is weird. Because the other ones were never this loud. I mean, they would make noises, but they weren't like... They weren't calling our names. They weren't picking up shells and dropping them in a bathtub to freak people out.
Yeah.
Like frequently stuff will disappear out of my room. And then I'll come back in the room and I will look everywhere for it. I'll come back in the room and it'll be sitting right there on my bed or somewhere just like out in the open where you couldn't miss it. Not even a possibility to miss it. And I'm like, okay, funny, ha ha.
It is interesting. Maybe they have changed.
They might have. I don't know. I mean, there's definitely been a change in our house.
Maybe you have some kind of portal around your house.
Last year, they just keep getting stronger and stronger. Like the only person that's really freaked out is my husband. He gets very freaked out by them. I think they like to mess with him more now because he gets so freaked out. They don't mess with me because it doesn't bother me. I'm like, will you just knock it off? Will you leave my room? I would like some privacy now.
But
you're going to be in here, at least make yourself disappear fully. I could still see your shadow.
Just to help your marriage. Like I'm a counselor or something. But, you know, you've had experiences your whole life, and it doesn't sound like he has. And so it would be harder for him to deal with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did not deal with it very well. And he was really enjoying mocking everybody who saw the ghost in the house up to that point. And then now he's like, he'll hear it, and he's like, ugh. I'm like, go yell at it. I do. It's fine.
Has he started doing that, listening to you going, okay, honey, I got
this
one.
He's like, I'm not yelling at a ghost. I said, well, then stop complaining about it.
But once again, I think if you've never had the experience, you don't know. And so once you've had that experience, and then it's like the rest of them don't seem so crazy because it is hard to explain.
Yeah, it is. And it's just what I tell people. I'm like, this is not a bad house to live in. The one I lived in Rochester, that house did some terrible things to my mother. My mother talked about all sorts of poltergeisty activity, adult activity that happened to her, and the smells that she would smell afterwards. It was treacherous. I was like, and we lived in the house longer. Like, I thought we would have packed up. If that had happened to me, Mom, I would have packed us up the next day.
You know, sometimes too with families, like my family was very poor and moving was not an option.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she explained to me. She says, I'm a single mother. What would you like me to do?
Yeah. Well, you and I have to keep in touch because I want to know if you have more experiences, if you want to share more stories.
I'm sure I would. And I'm sure I have tons more stories. Those are just some of the Cliff Notes stories. But it's been an experience with them for sure. And I think the biggest experience for me has been watching people's responses when I don't respond with fear. I'm like, what is there to be afraid of? We can't see them. If they're going to do something, they're going to do something. There's not a whole lot we can do except for try to live peacefully with them. Just try to live peacefully.
I think that's some good advice for people listening right now. Yeah, I do get it though. There's, you know, it's different situations, and some people, you know, are definitely more afraid of it.
But I can't see air. I can't see air, but I'm not afraid of air. Air moves me. I can feel air. Air can tear down a house if it wanted to, but I'm still not afraid of it.
We had air blowing trees down here where I live today.
Right, exactly.
It was very windy where I live. Did Gavin take off?
He did. He went to go eat dinner.
Okay, would you tell him thank you so much for taking the time and sharing his stories? He's very sweet. You did good job.
He was very excited, but I told him, I said, you know, this is what Mom's going to do later on. He goes, can I talk?
He did a
Can I tell her about this? Yeah. I had the most experience with them. I said, you can, sure.
He had some really great experiences. So tell him thank you very much for sharing those.
That's the first time I've watched that video. Like, I've been asking him. I'm like, next time they do that, record it and send it to me.
And you could definitely hear banging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he even showed, like, he panned over his hands to show his hand. Like, he had the one hand he was recording with, and he showed his other hand right on his leg.
So it's not him doing it.
Nope.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it was really loud. It was a lot louder on this side.
Well, and often when people, a lot of times when people want to play something, it doesn't always come across very well. Or sometimes they'll be like, did you hear it said beware? And I'm like, oh, I didn't hear that. Man, with his audio, it was really clear. Good.
No, yeah, that was creepy. Claire.
And his little voice. I was like, oh, honey, I just want to give him a hug. But tell him thank you so much. And then I appreciate your time tonight.
Well, thank you for letting him talk about it. I actually got to hear some stories that he didn't share with me. So that was kind of cool.
He had a lot of good stories.
Yeah, he did. He did. That video was a good video.
Well, thank you so much for your time too, Beth. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm glad we finally got a chance to get together and right for Halloween. So perfect timing.
And that wraps up our conversation with Beth Stone Broussard and her son Gavin about living with the unseen. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. For all of us here at The Grave Talks, I'm Carol Hughes, and thank you for listening.